Alan, one of the roles of any good university is to prepare a student to enter the workplace, to have marketable skills, and to have the type of knowledge and the training that's going to make them attractive to an employer. Can you tell us some of the ways that the University of Northwestern is preparing students to have a competitive advantage when they graduate?
Oh, yeah. Our mission statement, we want students to grow intellectually and spiritually, first thing. We want to prepare them to serve in the vocation. And then third, we want them to be God-honoring leaders in the home, church, community, world. Nothing weakens our witness as a believer more than mediocrity or incompetence. And so we seek to instill within our students that high level of competence and expertise as much as possible as they enter their ministry or their marketplace or their classroom. As an example, at Northwestern, if you're preparing to enter the field of education as a public school teacher or a private school teacher, we have faculty members that visit you every week when you're doing your student teaching programs. I mean, they actually physically go to your site and work with that supervising teacher every week. Most institutions will visit you once a semester or twice during that time period. So we've made a commitment financially to make sure that that happens. Secondly, like on the business department, we have someone that specifically helps students set up internships, because these internships are wonderful practical experience. And you and I both know these companies that have these interns, they look to see, well, should I hire them or not hire them? What kind of work ethic do they have? Mm-hmm. We also have classes that are not academic classes, but sessions that we encourage students to go through to say, look, how do you dress? We even have a program we do every semester of dining etiquette.
I'm going to sign my kids up. Okay, no, my kids are 12, 10, and 8. I want to sign them up.
But how do they succeed in the world?
Yes.
You know, there's which fork do you use? You don't speak with your mouth full. You know, that type. These are basic things that some of our students have not learned that they need to learn, or we need to make sure they're cemented in. Now, that's at the practical side. But everything our faculty do is from a perspective of pragmatics. What do they need to do if they're entering the field of, let's say, family therapy through psychology or in biology to make sure that they have the right knowledge and the right equipment as they prepare? I'll give you another example. We just started a nursing program. One of the requirements is before you're approved by the state board is to see how the success rate of your first class, graduation class, is in passing the nursing exams. Well, when our students took it, 100% passed. 100%. There's no institution in the state of Minnesota that had 100% passage.
Amazing.
Right. So, and what's also delightful for me is to be able to tell parents when they bring their students here, 96% of our students out of last year's graduating class have jobs or they're in grad school.
Mm-hmm.
The other 4% are probably touring Europe, or they're in a ministry, or they're in a ministry overseas doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So if the parents are concerned about their child not working, that may be the case at other institutions, but it's not for a graduate of Northwestern.